All right, very good. Hey, let's go down to San Diego. We're bringing a senior writer from MLB.com. He's our good friend Barry Bloom. Barry, how are you today?
Hey, Marty, how are you?
Very good. Glad to have you on for a few minutes and just talk a little bit with you about this Giants team. You got to see them in Arizona. You got to see the first two games in San Diego. And now you get to see the big matchup tonight of Bumgarner and Shields. How do you like this?
It's been a great first week, and you know, the Giants have played a lot of decent games. You know, they continue always to surprise and, you know, find ways to win. You know, bringing up Heston, a 17th round draft pick, to win on Wednesday night in Arizona, and then the kid Maxwell, who's a walk on, basically non-rusted player, making it to camp, getting the game hit in the 12th inning here on Thursday. So, you know, they always have surprises. The Giants are a good team when it comes to that.
What's your take on the West in general? You know, I know you're down there. You got to see Arizona and the Giants. Now you see the Padres and the Giants. You haven't seen L.A. or Colorado. But you were all throughout spring training. You were put a lot of time in Arizona. What's your take here this first week?
Yeah, I still think that it's a two-tier division with the Dodgers, Giants, and Padres in the first tier, and the Diamondbacks and Colorado working their way back up. I mean, really, the Diamondbacks, to me, I like a lot of the things that they did late, getting rid of Cahill, sending Tomas down to get some seasoning was good, releasing Cody Ross to leave room for some of their younger players. You know, they're going young. They still don't have a catcher. You know, their pitching, frontline pitching is pretty suspect, so they've got a ways to go. And to me, Colorado, I think we talked about this before, you know, when they put their everyday healthy lineup on the field, they've got a tremendous lineup from top to bottom. When you have Justin Morneau batting seventh, you've got a good lineup. And I think, you know, Tulowitzki and Arenado may be the best left side of the infield, but they may have their worst pitching staff in history there. So I think it just splits up that way.
How'd you like the first two games down there? Pretty exciting.
Yeah, they were great. It's kind of funny because I've had to talk a lot of my Padre friends off the ledge here because they've only scored two runs against the Giants. And, you know, I keep telling them that this is not a recurrence of their offense of last season. You know, the Padres have hit a lot of balls right on the head. They've bounced into a number of double plays. They've the play that Casey McGee had in a very tough game the other day on the bolt by Kemp couldn't have hit the ball any harder. And McGee got his glove up like a hockey goalie and blocked it. Crawford picked it up and got it a forced second. That saved the game. And so, you know, those are the things that have happened. Crawford, to me, looks better and better. I mean, he's been all over the field. Aside from Tulowitzki, I think Crawford might now be the best shortstop for my money in the league. And there are some good shortstops in the league. But he's just he's had a tremendous couple of days.
Boy, very nice. Barry Bloom with us. What's your take on tonight? Bumgarner and Shields. How do you like this one?
Well, you know, the World Series matchups were very much in Bumgarner's favor. You know, Shields wasn't even close in game one. He pitched him kind of toe-to-toe in Game 5 in San Francisco, but they still wound up losing the Game 5 to nothing. It really, Bumgarner, to me, watching him on Monday in Arizona, he just basically picked up where he left off. He's still such a good pitcher. Somewhere down the road here, maybe today, he'll have a bad game. Because not every pitcher has a good day every time he goes out. But he's still on the roll. And I just think Bumgarner is probably the most elite pitcher in the National League at this point. To me, I'd take him over Kershaw because of what he did in the postseason as opposed to Kershaw last year. And, you know, Shields is a very nice pitcher, but I don't think he's anywhere right now in Bumgarner's class.
Mm, very nice. Barry Bloom with us. Always a good insight into baseball. Lincecum last night, I opened the show today calling him the right-handed Barry Zito. Maybe he's figured it out. Is it just the Padres, or did he look like a different pitcher to you last night?
Really, I think what he's done, watching him as much as we did all spring, I think, and we've talked about this, I think what he's starting to do is, having talked to him after the game last night, he's starting to get that repetitive motion over the top that he really needs to do, you know, basically cement it in, where he's not thinking about it anymore. He's just doing it. And because of it, with an 85 to 88 mile an hour fastball and all the other pitches, he has control of the ball in the strike zone. And you can see it where he's getting a lot of first pitch or second pitch outs. Guys are looking at the fastball or the slider, and they're thinking it's a different pitch. And either they're getting under it or over it and grounding out or popping out. And to me, you know, he had 80 pitches through six innings last night. This is where he needs to be. The old Lincecum was strikeout, strikeout, rely on the fastball. He could throw it high and hard past everybody. Can't do that anymore. And he can't afford to go 100, 110 pitches through six innings anymore either. So I think he's starting to make the transition. You know, this is a great kid. I told him last night, I have no doubt that if he irons it out, he's got a good seven or eight more years in the league. I don't think he's Barry Zito. Barry Zito had no consistency with his motion, and he couldn't put the ball down in the strike zone. And that's why Barry Zito is out of the league, and as young as he is. Lincecum, mentally, this is all mental at this point with Lincecum. You know, he has a lot of self-doubt and a lack of confidence that he's got to build on. What happened last year, I think, is that he had six or seven really good outings in a row, including the no-hitter. Then he started going bad again, and they just fed off each other, and he just lost it mentally. He's got to be able to get over these bad starts and just bounce right back and not let the whole thing bother him. It's almost like, you know, I talked to this guy, and it's almost like he didn't have the things in his career that he's already done. So it is amazing to me, but I think hopefully he starts it out, and he can carry it over to the next start.
Good story. Hey, it's a great story, and we'll see. You know, you watch him in spring training, then you see last night is at the Padres. But you brought up a good point, and that is the difference with him and Zito. He'll keep the ball down in the zone where Zito's still looking for that pitch. Zito's in Nashville. I guess he pitched his first game down there. But Lincecum is still in the big leagues and very much an effective pitcher, as we saw last night. Barry, the top of the order, Will Myers versus Aoki. How about two contrasts in style with those two guys?
Oh, man, Aoki's had a tremendous first, five games already for the Giants?
Yes.
I mean, it seems like he's on base every time.
I know.
He's just been absolutely great. He's made some good defensive plays out in the outfield. To me, this is a great pickup for the Giants.
Yeah, I love it. And Will Myers, he swings at the first pitch all the time. I will tell you this, and I said it earlier in the show, the guy, you got to respect his opposite field power. He can take it out, and he hit one last night pretty good. Hey, the crowds down in San Diego, you're a San Diego guy. How do you like the crowds?
I think it's great. I think that, you know, the whole idea here was, you know, to bring the Padres back some sort of relevance again. And I think the fans have bought in it here. You know, they've got sort of the same trapdoor, you know, mentality that fans in Boston and San Francisco had before they started winning, where, you know, there's an ethos that the trapdoor is going to open and they're going to fall through just like they have previously in different years. And all you do is, as you know, you win once, and then it changes everything. So you look at the Red Sox, look at the Giants. They've won six out of the last 11 World Series. Who would have ever thought that 10 years ago?
Yeah.
And now the Padres are right there, and they just have to play consistently. And I think the fans here have to give them a break. And let's see where they are on Memorial Day before we start making any sort of assessment.
Yeah. That's all right. Well, you know, you can only take it one game at a time, as they like to say. But it's been a heck of a beginning week. And we got the great pitching matchups always are a lot of fun. And you get another one tonight. Hey, I appreciate you being on, as always.
Thanks for having me. See you, Marty.
All right. That is Barry Bloom of MLB.com. Boy, a lot of fun to have him on.